CJNQ, and today we're talking with Cynthia Leanne. Now, you're a young Canadian country / pop artist from British Columbia.
Yes, I am. I'm very proud of it.
Well, we're proud of you. We're enjoying playing your single here, Missing You.
And thank you.
Yeah, it's a great song, and that's the first single off your debut CD, and that's just been released. Is that correct?
Yes, it has.
Very exciting. That was released in January?
Yes. I'm so excited. I can't believe it's actually finally happening.
It must be totally exciting. And the CD is called Daddy's Girl.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now I was reading, you've been interested in music since you were a little girl.
Yes, I have. It's been a lifelong dream of mine, and I finally get to shoot for my dream, and finally I can almost touch it right now. It's so exciting.
That is exciting. Now, you've been working at your music since 2007?
Yes, I have.
And how did you actually get into the music business?
Well, when I was younger, everything I wanted to do, anything I wrote for school, any projects, any future writings that we had to do for mm-hmm. school, everything said, I wanted to be a singer. I want to sing. I want to be on the stage. I want to be Carrie Underwood. I want to be the next Shania Twain. It was everywhere. And after my grade 7 grad, because mm-hmm. we have those now. Mm-hmm. After grade 7 grad, my grandma had looked at all of my papers, and she had talked to my dad, and she was like, you know, she really wants to be a singer. Can I please take her on and help her out with this? And my dad, first, right off the bat, if I don't have to pay for it, you can do whatever you want. Of course, now my dad has changed, and he is one of my biggest supporters, and he does my website, he does everything for me, and after that, I went into a competition in Edmonton, mm-hmm. and I sang Born to Fly by Sarah Evans, mm-hmm. and I got 2 callbacks. That was the most amazing thing that could have happened to me. I'd never had a vocal session in my entire life before that moment, and it was huge getting 2 callbacks after not having a single ounce of training.
That must have been totally exciting. So that really changed things for you then, got you right into the music business.
Absolutely.
Good for you.
I'm actually just turning 19 in a week.
And okay.
Yeah, I'm doing my bachelor's of music mm-hmm. here at the University of Calgary. So mm-hmm.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. So did you take vocal lessons after you won in the contest and got called?
Absolutely. Good. Definitely. Yeah. It quickly changed from just a dream to a career path for me after the competition. And me and my grandma took all the necessary steps. We found me a good vocal coach, and we found me venues to play in, just anything to get my name out.
Good for you. You went down to Nashville, and that's where you recorded 2 of the songs off your album, and you worked with producer, singer, songwriter Daryl Keith Norman. So tell us about that experience.
That was actually my very first experience in a studio, mm-hmm. A recording studio. So it was kind of intimidating at first going down, especially to a new place. Like, I had never left Canada before mm-hmm. that summer. So going down and going to Nashville and being in a recording studio for the first time was kind of a lot to take in. But Daryl was really great, and he helped me out a lot, and he showed me all the ropes and helped me relax when I was in the recording studio, telling me that everything was like, just perform as if I was performing on stage.
Mm-hmm.
The microphone was my audience, and if I performed with all of my heart, then everybody was going to get what I was saying. So
sounds like great advice.
It was perfect advice for the situation, and I take that everywhere. So
good. Who wrote the songs on the album?
I wrote all of the songs on the album except for the 2 that I recorded down in Nashville.
Okay, so you're a songwriter too. That's interesting.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, where do you get your inspiration for your songs?
My inspiration, it definitely comes from my everyday life. Any experience that I have that is either happy, if it's sad, if I'm angry about something, it generally goes into a song, and that's my way of expressing and mm-hmm. releasing all the tension that I'm carrying.
Okay, well, that's great. Then definitely something from the heart then.
Absolutely.
Good. Now, has the album been well received out where you are?
Yes, the second I got it out here in Calgary, one of my close friends ran up to me and he was like, is your CD here yet? And I was like, yes, I just got it in the mail. He's like, I will buy two. So I was like, wow, oh my goodness.
Oh, that's a lot of fun. Good. Now, you do a lot of different performing here. I've got a long list in BC that you perform different places. And you're also a member of the World Vision Artists. You're also a World Vision Artist. What does that mean?
World Vision Artist, it's a company that takes your songs and we send them out, and we do fundraisers for underprivileged children, and all the money goes out to help them. And I've done a few fundraisers for them, which I'm happy to say went quite well, and a lot of money has been sent to them to help children who aren't as privileged as some of the kids who live in Canada or other parts of the world who get the opportunity to do a lot of things.
That's a wonderful thing to do. And you also volunteer at Metro for Homeless Street Boys and Girls Club?
Yes, I do. I love going down and performing for them. I get them as involved with my show as they possibly can. A lot of them are very musically inclined, and they just don't have the opportunity to showcase. So when I go down and I sing for them, I get them to come up and sing with me or tell me their favorite song, and I'll look it up and I'll sing it with them. It's a great bonding experience and a great way for me to give back to my community.
Oh, that sounds really wonderful. You're doing some wonderful things out there along with your career. It's so important.
You.
Your website is, would you like to give the address to our listeners?
Definitely. It is www.cynthialeigh.ca.
Okay, that's great. And Leigh is spelled L-E-I-G-H. So CynthiaLeanne.ca. And people can order your CD from there and maybe from iTunes too?
Absolutely. It'll be on iTunes within the next few weeks. So
Okay. Hopefully
that goes well on iTunes as well.
Oh, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.
Thank you.
Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Cynthia?
I would love to say thank you so much for having me here on your radio station today. Thank you for playing my song. Thank you to all the listeners and the fans who appreciate my music. I couldn't do it without you guys.
Well, thank you too, and all the best to you in your music career.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.